The General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, RCCG, Pastor Enoch Aidboy, has said that the socioeconomic, as well as security challenges confronting the country require spiritual solutions. According to media reports, the clergyman stated this on Sunday, February 11, 2024, when he met the Kaduna State Governor, Senator Yuba Sani, at the Sir Kashim Ibrahim Government House, Kaduna, noting that the nation's political leaders appeared to have tried their best in seeking solutions but that Nigeria urgently needs divine intervention. Lamenting over the nation's ills, Aidboy said he was in Kaduna to pray for the people and give them hope, expressing confidence that, though the problems seem to have persisted and in some areas getting worse, he trusts in God that the problems will not last forever, and they will even be over sooner than later. He also said that his tour of Nigeria, which brought him to Kaduna, was not just to organize a crusade, but an opportunity to tell the people that tomorrow is going to be all right if Nigerians can be a little more patient with God. In his words, "I am delighted to be here again. I was here about 2 or so years ago with the former governor. At that time, I came to pray for some of my members who were kidnapped, and they were miraculously rescued. I came to encourage their families to let them know that all will be well. I have come again this time around because it has become more and more clearer to us that the problems our nation is facing are more than political. Our problems will require quite a bit of spiritual solution. We as a country are blessed. We are blessed with people with great intelligence, we are blessed with all manners of resources, and yet we have so many problems. And it is not as if people in authority are not trying their best, they are doing as much as humanly possible. And then we found out that when you have problems that are beyond human ability to solve them, then, you call on the Almighty. The reason we call him Almighty is because he has the power to solve all problems. So, we have been going round in our own little ways to support the efforts of all the various governments and parastatals to call on the Almighty to come to our aid, because we need help. We need help, and we need it urgently. Because as much as our leaders are doing their very best to help us solve our problems, the problems seem to have persisted, and in some areas, the problems seem to be getting worse. But we trust in Almighty God that these problems will not last forever. We trust God that the problem will even be over sooner than later. That is why we have been going round holding crusades, and the crusades are just a means of gathering people together to let them know tomorrow is going to be all right if we can be a little more patient with God. We believe very strongly that people need this kind of encouragement so that they don't lose hope. Because when they lose hope, they do all kinds of strange things. Many of our youths, for example, are running out of the country, forgetting that those countries they are running to also have their own problems, and then those who cannot run anywhere. We don't want a situation where people begin to think of taking their own lives. We have had quite a few examples of people driving in Lagos to the Long Bridge and jumping into the lagoons. Those of them that were rescued before they drowned said they couldn't see a future, but we keep on assuring them God is on his throne and he is not going to forsake our nation. In his response, Governor Yuba Sani, who took time to eulogize Pastor Aidboy, highlighting his numerous contributions to Nigeria, said that President Bola Ahmed Tinubu-led government needs prayers and support of clerics like Aidboy to succeed.